So about 3 days ago, right, I was just walking around D.C. I saw the Capitol. And I said, you know what? Isn't that where Nancy Pelosi works? I said, shit. I need to ask her some questions about her relationship between her and Zelensky. They seem a little bit too friendly. Maybe, threat to national security, if you would. So, unbeknownst to me, I walk into the Capitol, looking around, oh shit, okay, pictures, statues, blah, blah, blah. So I said to the Capitol Police, I said, Mr. Capitol Policeman, I said, I'd like to speak to Nancy. Mr. Capitol Policeman said, do you really want to speak to her? I said, yes, I do. I need to talk to her about some very important shit. He agrees. He says, all right, right down there to the left. I said, okay. So I walked up to the door, right? And it was some creepy-looking fucking staircase. Like, I've never seen anything like it. Gave me the creeps at first, obviously. But I said, hey, man, I really need to talk to Nancy. So I descended the steps. But before I did, I turned on the camera on my phone to make sure that I had everything documented. You know, in the event that I didn't come back up the steps. At least whoever finds my phone would know what actually happened. But I want to share that video with you guys right now. Not gonna lie, she scared the living shit out of me. Oh, Nancy, she came popping out on me just like that. Tales from the Crypt. Ugh. Ugh. Anyway. Guys, big shout out to everybody that was in live. We had a lot of people on Telegram last night. You guys want to hear something I'm starting to notice? Like, more and more every single day. Every time I do a live stream on Telegram, which is 3 times a week, Monday, Thursday, Saturday. The amount of love that I get on Telegram. And just the stories and just everything that the people share. It's like the show is not about me. It's about you. Well, for anybody on Telegram. For everybody on Telegram, a lot of this is going to seem a little redundant considering they already fucking saw it already. But still, for my people on Brighteon, Rumble, and BitChute, Locals and Truth Social, I still have to share this with you guys. YouTube could eat shit. But it is quite the community that we've created. It really is. It's fucking remarkable. It's like a safe haven for free thinkers. That's the way I want to put it. But it's awesome. So big shout out to everybody. That was in the live. I think we went from 7 to like, what, 4 a.m.? No live streams like mine, guys. Anyway, now let's digress just a little bit back to what you guys didn't see on the live stream because you weren't there. But still, I love you guys too. Everybody that just tunes in for the daily show, and I make shows every day of the week. Do I want to start here? Yes, absolutely. I'm going to fucking start here. Ladies, not only ladies, guys too. You meet somebody new and you're feeling that, that sexual desire for the other person, it might be a good idea to ask them if they've been vaccinated.
For example, Pfizer warns the men engaging in the study, vaccinated men, not to have intercourse with childbearing age women, and if they do, to use two reliable methods of contraception. And they define exposure to the vaccine as sexual intercourse, as well as breathing and skin contact, but sexual intercourse, especially at the moment of conception. So they knew that there was risk to fetuses and to babies and to embryos, you know, through this methodology, through this intervention. They knew it. And there are also really creepy focuses in the Pfizer documents on, you know, on reproduction, on mammalian reproduction. For example, they sacrificed male and female vaccinated rats and studied their reproductive tissue. You know, so this is like not an, oh my God, we had no idea. This is like, it's almost as if this injection was designed to do that. And now let me tell you other things that emerged from our studies. Lipid nanoparticles are designed to go through every membrane in the human body. And pregnant women were told over and over by the paid spokespeople, your baby can't be affected by the mRNA injection. It doesn't cross the placenta. Well, people have known for 10 years that lipid nanoparticles will cross every membrane, including the placenta, and cross the blood-brain barrier. You know, this is why we're seeing damage to the testes of little boys and baby boys in utero.
So my question is, who's going to be held accountable for this? Anyone? Is anyone going to be held accountable for telling women, pregnant women or women right before they choose to get pregnant or right before they accidentally get pregnant, or telling women that, I don't know, that's fucking around and may become pregnant, hey, by the way, if you're with a vaccinated partner, it's a good chance that he's going to fuck up your child's life, like permanently, possibly kill him. But don't worry about it. They're never going to be held accountable. What are you, a bigot? The criminals always get away. Like a Sam Bankman fraud. This dude fucking helped steal elections all over the place, launder money all over the place. He just walked out the fucking door. However, Roger Stone had a fucking tack gear of FBI with AR-15 show up at his house because he told a lie. Don't you just love how our system works? If you don't, you're probably a white supremacist. You guys know my humor by now. You know I'm shitting all over all these people, okay? I don't want anybody to think I'm serious about that. But it's true. It's true. And again, for everybody that wasn't alive, this is going to seem like repetitive bullshit. But there is a girl, an Asian girl. You can tell, obviously, she was born in America, so I can't call her a slanty-eyed slope. But the real reason why I won't insult her is because she actually has a fucking brain. I do not and will not insult intelligent people. When someone is smart enough to see the world for what it really is, I don't give a fuck what color you are. Not that I did in the first place. But like, remember the Asian girl with the purple hair that I showed you guys a couple days ago? That's talking about racism and racist and fuck white people and fuck white. Remember that? Yeah, that's a slanty-eyed slope gook motherfucker. Guess what? Shit, I wish I was around in the fucking Vietnam War. I would have got a father this way, she would have never been there. However, this Asian girl, clearly born in America, she gets it. And because she gets it, that's why I respect her. And you guys need to also. I want you to listen to what she has to say. And honestly, guys, this is really the pinnacle of the entire show. Everything else that I play afterwards is, you know, that just happens afterwards. But she gets it. And any one of you that don't get it at this point, I just feel sorry for you.
Here's how the people in control play us every single day. There's this very well-known saying from the Freemasons, order out of chaos. This is a Freemason chessboard. This represents duality, good and evil, black and white, yes or no, just duality in general. And there are two opponents facing one another. When you're in the game, you think you're actually fighting one another, right? It's black versus white, evil versus good, empire versus empire. The chaos that they're creating with these battles seemingly looks like chaos. But if you were to look from a higher position and look down, you realize that they are all part of the same game, and that's where the order comes out of. The people in charge have been playing this game with the general populace for thousands of years, probably even more, where they make it seem like, oh, it's the Republicans versus the Democrats, it's the communists versus the capitalists. They're all the same people. They want you to believe that there is splitting. They want you to believe that there is duality. There is no difference. You know what the one thing that they all have in common is? They're all in charge. The more chaos these people in control create, the more order society will have. That's why the media seldom ever shows you good news. Like, it's always news about chaos, war, conflict, racism, prejudices. Not saying that those don't exist, but if you're constantly bombarded with these things on a daily basis, you will program your mind into thinking that the world is a hellhole. And this chaos that creates in your subconscious mind is going to make you more orderly towards the government. The whole point of all of this is to divide and conquer. When you, the general populace, which is billions of people, fight against each other and not come together and not become one society, the people at the tippy top will always have control over you. Because if you're not uniting and you're not getting the bigger picture, they're going to control you. Why do you think the elite, especially, for example, the royals, like the British royals, were so keen on keeping their bloodline pure? Because they want to keep things in the family. They don't want you peasants to know the truth. They don't want you peasants to know all of the esoteric and occult knowledge that their family line has hidden. When we all unify and see that the one thing that is keeping us oppressed is the 1%, they have no chance against us. Billions of people versus like a couple hundred thousand, no game. That's why they do this whole order out of chaos chess game. They're playing chess with you right now. More and more people are waking up to this obvious scheme that they're playing. But unfortunately, there are also going to be millions of people who will never have the chance to wake up and who will always be stuck in this matrix, thinking of duality, good, evil, this, that. We are all one, and that's what they don't want you to know. We are all one.
And as clearly and as articulately as she just explained that, you know, there's some people that's just still not going to get it, unfortunately. But the way I see it, that's not really our fucking problem. We understand that these evil bastards try and divide us. Now, let me tell you something. 95% of the people that believe in me, that support me, that love me, and I love them too. They're great. They're great people. They're white. Do you think they look at me and say, I'll listen to what this nigger has to say? No, they don't. We're just people. What the fuck is wrong with you? Who thinks like that? But as long as they can continue to divide people and divide people and divide people, which is what they're doing. We mentioned this on the live stream last night. Even this whole transgender bullshit is another way to divide. In fact, in my opinion, they just fucking cut another, you know, piece of the triangle fucking pie for the transgenders. So either you're with them or you're not. Either you're going to say, yes, a man could be a woman if he says he's a woman, or you could be on my side that says that motherfucker has mental problems. You understand what I mean? They just divide. And what's so unfortunate is how so many people fall for this shit. People just fall for it. Now, I'll tell you another thing that people fall for. I'm going to read the description first, and then I'm going to play the video. Actually, after reading the description, I don't think I have to play the video, but Bud Brightham, the executive chairman of Brightham Minerals, testified Thursday before the Texas Senate Committee on State Affairs that a Wall Street bank allegedly threatened to deny him a loan unless he tweeted out specific political messages. I'm going to spare you the rest of it. The messages that they wanted him to tweet out was about what? What? How are they going to try and bring in this whole new world order? What do they want him to tweet? You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to let him tell you. Listen.
Well, privately and publicly. And we were doing a capital raise with a bank, Credit Suisse, that we've raised over $1 billion with over 15 years or so. Probably closer to $2 billion. They and another bank had invested a lot of time and effort in a potential transaction. And the time came where we had moved sufficiently far where they need to go to the investment committee to get approval. The other bank came back that same day and said, we've got approval, thumbs up, let's go forward. Did not hear anything from Credit Suisse for several days. And so finally I called them and he called me back. And he said, Bud, we may not be the right bank for you. And I said, really, why? And he said, and he kind of hesitated, he said, climate change is real and it's not debatable. And I said, really? I said, well, I'm a geophysicist. I know climate change is real. Climate's always changed, it always will. But science is about debate. And he hemmed and hawed and we had a prolonged discussion. He said, I'll tell you what, maybe there's a misunderstanding. He said, how about if I can get you some bullets to tweet, if you will tweet those out, I think there's a good chance we can go ahead and do this deal. So at that point, I knew there's no way we were gonna do the deal, but I said, okay, I'm headed to a basketball game. If you will email those over to me, I'll take a look at them and we'll see. And to my surprise, he did. He emailed them over that night, and I've got the email.
So for those of you that don't understand what the fuck you just heard, this is a businessman that's doing business with very large banks, right? He went to Credit Suisse, right? They said, I don't think we're going to be able to do business with you. He said, wait, what? Why? I got approval in fucking less than 5 hours with the other banks. It's been days. Why can't we do business? They immediately said, well, like, guys, just imagine, like, having this conversation with a girlfriend or ladies for a boyfriend or a husband. Out of complete left field, they say, well, listen, climate change is real. And you're like, okay, I agree, but the Earth always changes climate, even though we know that they're deliberately fucking the climate up. And they say, yeah, well, guess what? How about this? How about we give you a couple bullet points to tweet out? As in, you tweet out what we tell you to about climate change, and then we will consider doing business with you. You guys understand that? You understand what I just said? They told him they would only do business with him if he followed their pre-approved script of climate change. Whenever you fucking sit there and put somebody in a financial bind when it comes to shit like that, remember, I tell you guys this shit all the time. Whether you listen to me or not, I have no fucking idea. You guys think, a lot of you think, that it's all about money. Money, money, money. Listen, money means shit to these people. Ideology is 1,000 times more important. You understand what I mean? Listen, I would trust a bank robber more than I would trust someone who has a certain fixation or ideology of Satan. Because they'll do and they'll say anything. Because that's who they idolize. You understand? Bank robber just wants some fucking money. You understand what I mean? I think you guys get it. You guys are all smart. So I think you get it. Everything is ideology. If you're going to follow our ideology, then no problem. It's not just about money. Money is what they give to the fucking pieces of shit that just go on screen and repeat their talking points. The ones at the top, it's all about ideology. And at the pinnacle of their ideology is Satan. So what did Kat say right before the live stream ended last night? She reiterated something that I often say to you guys. Keep Jesus close to you at all times. Now, I'm going to play an oldie but a goodie. All right, this is good old Andrew Tate. And only reason I'm going to play this is because, as I'm sure you all know, Andrew Tate was arrested. Meanwhile, he wasn't in fucking handcuffs. If you guys saw that when, you know, that one little fucking couple second clip that they had of him allegedly leaving whatever building and getting into a car, and it looked like he was in handcuffs, he just had his hands in his pockets. He was not handcuffed, and they said he was sex trafficking. I'm going to go on record and say I don't think that that's true at all. There's certain things that we discussed in the live stream last night. I do not like his hand signs. I don't like him doing the fucking pyramid shit every 2 seconds. I don't like that. I don't like that. Maybe he thinks that he has to walk in their circles. I don't know. But as far as human trafficking, I don't think that's true. But I want to go back a little bit further. I want to go back to late 2020, early 2021, right? And the funny thing about this is I actually felt the same way he did. Watch.
The election in real time. Me and Tristan argued about this. Tristan goes, Trump's going to kill it. I said, no, they're going to rig it. And even my brother goes, you can't rig the U.S. election. I said, watch this. We're watching it. For the first time in history, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in history, never done before, they stop counting. A water pipe has burst in Georgia. A court ruling in Nevada says that because of the way the polls were done, we need 24 hours for the bunch of garbage legislation.
Why?
I'm telling you why. Burst pipes, bullshit. And then overnight, they open up all the mail-in ballots, and Joe Biden's ahead now. What's funny is, they opened up the mail-in ballots, and in some states, it's like 300,000 he was losing by, and they're all 100% for Joe Biden. 300,000 votes, not one for Trump, not one for the independent candidates, all, every single one for Joe Biden.
But we need to check the source.
Okay, I'll show you the graph.
Yes.
I've shown you a graph which shows, because they're stupid enough that the graph actually shows the votes, right? And you can see that at 4 a.m. on a random Wednesday, Biden goes zoop, straight up. This is fucking rigging. This is election rigging. If you had to flip a coin and get heads 300,000 times in a row, what's the odds of that happening? Considering that every other state, it was 58%, 56%, 57%. 100% of every single mail-in vote was for Joe Biden. This is obviously rigged. You can see it on the graph. This is a rigging. And then, we're just getting started, my friend. So then Trump goes, this is rigging.
This is the state of Wisconsin, right?
Correct. Trump's winning, and bang, this happens at 4 a.m. overnight. Boom, straight up. How is that not rigged?
The bad thing is, it's all rigging. Every bit of it. Sorry, I hit the mic. It is rigging, and that's exactly what they did to us. That's what they did to our country. But before we get into the comedy portion of the show, remember one thing, guys. First of all, go subscribe on Rumble, Dr. Patriot, BitChute, Dr. Patriot, Brighton, Dr. Patriot, Truth Social, at Real Dr. Patriot, and Locals, at Dr. Patriot. Make sure you're there. But I told you guys you're missing out with the live streams. If you want to be a part of the live streams, go to at Patriot Club Bot. That's how you become a member of Dr. Patriot Club. Before we get into any type of comedy, I need to remind every single one of you that Joe Biden is not the president of the United States. And I'm going to show you that. On the presidential seal, right around here, I'm going to use my mouse, right around here. You know what it's supposed to say? Seal of the President of the United States. Where's Biden's comedy?